Kensington General Manager Wayne Zegarlik says the mine has outstanding potential beyond its 13 years of proven reserves. But as it develops, there will be plenty of time to look for new gold.
Right now we're focusing on primarily the next 3 to 4 or 5 years to make sure that we have a sustainable future and then start focusing on growing the resource.
Zegarlik and Coeur d'Alene Mines CEO Mitchell Krebs spoke at a joint Juneau and State Chamber of Commerce luncheon Thursday. While they did not mention specific areas where exploration is taking place, Coeur officials previously have said they are looking to the west and south of the main Kensington ore body. The company ramped down production at the mine during the last quarter of 2011 in order to build up its infrastructure. That includes a new 200-bed dormitory, a new warehouse, a new administration building, and a new underground paste plant, which comes online later this month. A paste plant uses leftover tailings to make concrete that can be used to backfill drill holes and stabilize the mine shaft. Zegarlik says it's essential to future growth at Kensington.
We had mined a year and a half without a paste plant, which means, you know, we're creating voids and not having any, we're starting to run out of places to mine. And if you don't have the backfill mechanism in place, then it was creating problems for us.
Zegarlik says it cost the company about $1,068 to produce an ounce of gold at Kensington last year. He says that's fine when gold prices are over $1,600 an ounce, but he thinks the mine can be more efficient.
We think that Kensington can be, you know, an $800 or $900 an ounce producer and maybe more than that, depending on what sort of optimization things we can realize. We're really not in that phase yet. We're really looking to try and stabilize production, stabilize our workforce, stabilize all of our infrastructure, and then we're going to really start to focus on cost reductions.
Right now, Kensington has about 260 employees and a $35 million payroll. Zegarlik says about 70% of the mine's employees are Alaskans, and about 50% live in Southeast. Another 100 contractors are working at the mine at any given time. As a publicly traded company, CEO Krebs says Coeur's main focus is getting a return on shareholders' investment. He says Coeur believes the way to do that is by protecting the value of the company.
That is really in three areas. That's in the safety, in the environmental, and in the community relations aspects of an operation and of a mining company. We put those things ahead of sales, ahead of cash flow, ahead of ounces produced, because if you don't produce them in an environmentally responsible way, in a safe fashion, it doesn't matter.
Coeur d'Alene Mines' involvement in the Kensington project began 25 years ago. Krebs has been with the company for 16 years, serving as chief financial officer before being promoted to CEO. Zegarlik started at Kensington in March 2011 as assistant general manager. He was promoted to GM earlier this year. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.